Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland teach on the gifts of the Spirit. Discover how the Holy Spirit has placed the love of God in you to show the world how much He loves us all.
Hello, everybody. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and we're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Let's have a word of prayer. We get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, thank you, Lord. We praise You for Your presence. And Father, we ask You today for the gifts of the Spirit to be manifest on this broadcast today all over the world,
wherever
people are in need. And we thank You for it. We give You the praise and the honor, especially gifts of healings, working of miracles, and special faith. We receive that. You have instructed us to ask for it more often.
Yes.
Believe we receive it more often. Make much of it more and more and more and more. And we thank You for it, and we give You praise and honor today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Gloria.
Yes, sir.
You are beautiful today, as
Kenneth,
always.
You're so beautiful.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Sometimes I think you really love me.
I really do, girl.
Like every day.
Amen.
24 hours
Glory.
A day.
And we're talking about the faith of God.
Praise God. He really loves us.
I tell you what let's do. Let's go back to our text in Romans chapter 12. Brother Hagin used to call it the golden text because he'd preach on it, you know, for a week, 10 days. That's the golden text. This is our golden text this week. And the third verse Romans chapter 12, "For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man among you," as we discussed both Monday and yesterday, "the measure of faith," not a measure, the measure of faith. And we know, let's go over here then to Mark 11 and look in that 22nd verse. Have faith in God. Cross-reference says, have the faith of God. Now, the faith of God. This is not just the way God's faith works, which it is. When Jesus outlined, this is the actual classic teaching on faith, of course. But every born-again child of God has exactly the same measure of God's faith at the moment you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Now, we've talked about the fact, where was it, 2 Thessalonians 1:3, "Your faith groweth exceedingly." So we found out that faith grows.
Yeah.
We found out that, "O ye of little faith," Jesus said to Peter. But then He also said, "How is it that you have no faith?" He's talking to the
We found out faith comes.
Yeah, and we found out yesterday that faith comes. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Now, there's no such thing as faith that won't come. But now here's where the problem can be. Well, Brother Copeland, I mean, I go to church every Sunday. I go to church, you know, midweek. Yeah, but what are you hearing? Now, I'm not judging your church. I'm talking about the Word of God. It's up to you and Jesus to find out where you're supposed to
go
to church.
What are you hearing, and how are you taking it?
How are you measuring it?
Right.
You know, I remember something Brother Hagin said, and I thought about it earlier today in the dressing room, in my dressing room, where I've had people say the same thing to you and me. And he said this particular man who had he was high up, he was the vice president of very large company. And he told Brother Hagin, Brother Hagin started, he's praying to the Lord, and he said, Lord, what am I supposed to preach? And so he preached on faith. Lord, I have held meeting after meeting after meeting in that church. And the Lord said, preach on faith. Okay. So he did. Now, he just went right over the same thing over again. This man came up after the service. He had his Bible with him. He said, Brother Hagin, I want to show you something here. He said, I dated this. And he said, this is the 10th time that I've heard you speak and teach on the subject of faith. But he said, today I got it. See, this is not natural learning.
That's right.
That's the reason total immersion is so important. You can do that on BVOVN. You can do it on your own if you get it, download the proper messages. Now, you can't just download anything. I suggest you stay right with what you're listening to right now. But now, here's the thing. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. But then you go somewhere and mix it with something else, and now you have diluted it. And now, I mean, you know, it's just like diluted soup. I mean, it's not going to feed you much. In fact, it'll pretty well stop the growth of it. Now, let's go today. Well, we talked about that this measure of faith is very important. Every born-again child of God got the same measure. Faith does not come by asking for it. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing, and faith comes and faith comes. We read that yesterday in the 10th chapter of the book of Romans, by hearing the Word of God. Now, that's the only way it comes. Oh, Brother Copeland, I don't believe that. Well, I can't help that. That's your problem, not mine. That's what the Bible says. I believe faith comes by traumatic experiences. Well, it doesn't. There's nowhere in the Bible that it says that.
No.
It doesn't say that. It doesn't come that way. Now, what you do in a terrible experience or situation with your faith can either weaken it or strengthen it. Amen. But that's between you and God. That is what you decide to do. Now, God will show you if you'll believe for it, but you're the one that's going to have to make the decision. You're the one that's going to have to carry through. Now, faith will not work in an unforgiving
heart. No, that's right.
It won't work in the midst of an unforgiving atmosphere, Gloria. You can't stay strong in faith and sit around and listen to people talk about somebody else. You can't do it. That stuff get in your ears and you can't be a partaker of that. Excuse yourself and get out of there. I'm going to tell you what James Robinson did one day with a monk. James, you know, just powerful man of God. And his background is from a group of people that think or thought for a long time, a lot of them still do, very lowly of us, you know. And call,
well,
you know,
maybe they'll get
that's,
over
them,
it.
That's them prosperity teachers. That's them faith teachers. Mm-hmm. But James and I tell you what, we got together back there years and years and years ago, and his bunch got mad at him because he fell in love with Gloria and me, and we fell in love with James and Betty and all that. Anyway, he was in a room with a number of preachers and pastors and so forth. And this fella came up to him and started talking about me, and he started criticizing me and so forth. And And James, you know, just like you're going to shake hands with him, and just he said, can I have everybody's attention? This brother here has Brother Copeland on his mind. He's going to lead us in prayer for him.
That's funny.
Okay. See what he did? What happened? He changed the atmosphere. Now, you can't continue to stay in that kind of atmosphere and have faith work.
That's
you're going to have to excuse yourself.
Faith works by love.
It matters who you run with. It matters what you hear. It matters what you think. It matters where you go. It matters where you go to church. Amen. Where your faith is concerned.
That's right.
Now then, thank you, Lord. Faith will not work in the midst of unforgiveness. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4. Now remember, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But then faith is released by words and actions, corresponding action, diet and exercise. Man doesn't live by bread alone, but every word proceeds out of the mouth of God. So the Word of God is spirit food. The Word of God is faith food. But James said, be a doer of the Word, not a hearer only.
Yeah.
So you have to exercise by acting on the Word. Whatever the Word says do, you can do it. You can't
right.
do it on your own. God didn't intend for you to do it on your own. All He intended for you and me to do was agree to do it, and the grace of God, the Spirit of God, the power of God, and the love of God can rise up on the inside of you and let Him do it. That's what this is all about. It's grace, the power of grace. Look at the 32nd verse of the 4th chapter of the book of Ephesians. Well, let's read verse 31. Let bitterness... Now wait, before I read this, Corey. This is written, again, to born-again, Holy Ghost-baptized, tongue-talking believers. Now, how do we know there's tongue talkers? Well, there was 12 Baptists that met up with Paul. They said, have you seen the Holy Ghost since you believed? They said, we hadn't heard there is any Holy Ghost. Well, what have you heard? Well, we heard John the Baptist. So there's 12 Baptist fellas that they hadn't even heard that Jesus had come, see. But then when they heard, and immediately they received the baptism with the Holy Spirit and spoke with other tongues and prophesied. So that was what was being preached at Ephesus. Everybody did that. Everybody's supposed to do that. Now, let all bitterness... You mean there's bitterness in born-again, Holy Spirit, baptized, tongue-talking, healing, believing Christians? Yeah. Just like there is today. In fact, if you go back here and read all this, verse 7 of the 4th chapter says, but unto every one of us given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Amen. So, and I'll put off concerning the former old manner of life, the man corrupt according to deceitful lust, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, then put on the new man. Put on the new man. You've been born again. You are a new man. Now put him on. Praise God. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you. Be put away from you. Who's going to put it away? You. When I was a child, I became a man, I put away childish things. Mm-hmm. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. Well, Brother Copeland, hey, whiny baby, just stop here a little bit, sweetheart. Don't tell me you can't. I know you can't. I can't either. But that's not the case. The case is when you see it in the Word, faith cometh. If you will act on it, the faith will come. Then comes the love of God. We're going to get there, but this is not suggestion. This is telling us, put it away. This is an act of obedience. You got it? Okay. Be ye kind one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God. Stop right there. Forgiving one another, even as God. Brother Copeland, are you saying what I think you're saying? We have the God-given ability to forgive exactly the same as God has forgiven you for Christ's sake. Now,
unconditionally.
Let's look at Romans chapter 5. Romans 5, and we'll look at the 5th verse. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God. Now, we got the faith of God, right, Gloria?
Yes.
We got the faith of God. Okay. Is shed abroad in our hearts, in our spirits, by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. That happened when you was born again. The love of God was shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost.
Praise God.
That's part of the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, kindness. Now, let's go to the 17th chapter of John's Gospel, where Jesus was praying right before he went to the cross. John chapter 17. And, that's a whole teaching in itself, and I do love it. Glory to God. Now, verse 26, Jesus is praying to the Father. I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them. See, he's going to the cross. He knows what's going to happen. He's going to the cross. He's about to go to hell. He's about to pay the price. He's about to wipe sin, praise God's power, off the face of the
map.
And he knows the new birth is coming, and he's praying that. He's praying. See what he's doing? He's making it legal between heaven and earth. He's praying it. He's believing. He's receiving when he's praying. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
And he's praying the new birth into the earth right there. And he's the one that brought that to pass in Romans 5:5, when you accepted him as Lord and Savior, what he prayed right there, that the love of God, that God loved Jesus with, is now in us to love with. Did I get that said? Did you understand what I said? Oh, man. If you did, you'd either like that or you up dancing around right now. Because you see, I mean, you may be in a mess. You may be in a mess. Everybody is so mad at one another, fighting one another. You may have had a fuss this morning. But if you'll get a hold of that, then the Apostle Paul wrote in 13th chapter 1 Corinthians, he said, love never fails. Love never fails. You can put the love of God to work for you. Do you know that? Mm-hmm. You can be in a situation. I've been there. You can be in a situation where somebody is just mad. I had a guy out in front of a service station in a little old town in Arkansas, and he got so mad at me. I mean, he was mad at me. I don't have time to go into why, but he had a right to be irritated with me. But and I didn't intend to do what I'd done. He's just the devil. And Gloria, I just looked at him. I said, "Yeah, but you forgive me, don't you?" I said, "Yeah, but you do forgive me, don't you?" I said, "Yeah, but you do forgive me."
I have to.
Well, see what happened here. I put the love of God to work. I'm loving Him, and I'm forgiving Him, and I'm loving Him, and it just shut Him down finally. Amen. You have it in you.
Right.
You got the mighty power on the inside of you, living in there. You have the God living in you.
Not to mention that walking in love is healthy and walking in strife is unhealthy.
It'll kill you.
That's right.
Creates chaos in your brain. All kinds of sickness and disease comes from that. But now the first step may be one of the toughest steps you've ever taken in your life, because you're mad and you want to give somebody a what for?
A piece of your mind that you can't spare.
Yeah, amen. But now what does the Scripture say? Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. Give no place to the devil. All that's tied together. Don't be angry, sin not. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Now listen, all that's tied together. And give no place to the devil. If you get mad and shoot your mouth off, you just invited the devil to come in and just wreak havoc with everything you have. Amen. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. How do you keep, how do you get mad and sin not? Shut your mouth!
The sun from going down, but you can forgive.
You
can.
It happens. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And you need to do it right before anything ever gets started. I learned a long time ago, if some bark comes out of my mouth, particularly if I'm tired or something, ain't no excuse. Let your flesh do that. But just stop right then. I just stopped right then and I said, "Baby, forgive me. I didn't have no business talking to you like that." And she'd say, like she always does, "That's okay." Boy, what a woman. Hallelujah. Oh, we're out of time. We'll be back in just a moment. Mm-hmm.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.